Well, as you know, over these past days, we've been reading through St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. And there's one verse that particularly struck me this morning as I was meditating upon the passage. And it's when Paul says, "In any case, it was kind of you to share in my distress." And that word distress sort of really impressed itself upon me because I thought, wow, distress. What a word to characterize what we're experiencing right now. All around, an increase in the numbers of COVID, nationally, provincially. What's happening in the United States, and I don't know about you, but I've been looking at that election map every few hours, wondering, has anything yet moved? Distress. The word stress speaks about the kind of tension that we experience when we face adversity. Distress. How do we learn to live a life of freedom in God when in a world like this we face so much distress? And so the title of my homily this morning is His Service is Perfect Freedom. A couple of things I'd like to share with you. We can't control COVID, can we? That's beyond our power to dictate. We can't control what the President of the United States is going to do or what the numbers are going to do with the final election results there. And indeed, St. Paul couldn't control a lot of the circumstances that he experienced. For instance, now he's in jail in Rome. And yet, there is something at the heart of St. Paul's attitude that even in the face of the distress that he's experiencing because of circumstances that are beyond his control, that his interior life is at peace because he understood what it was to serve God with perfect freedom. This is a beautiful text where Paul says something that I think we all are invited to learn. I've learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little. I know what it is to have much. In every and all circumstance, listen to this, I've learned the secret. This is the first thing St. Paul has to teach us. He's learned to be content with the content of his life. To be able to say that in the midst of everything that I go through, I'm discovering the interior peace of being rooted in Jesus Christ. But he also knew the care and the generosity of others, of this community of the Philippians. And he expresses particularly his gratitude to them for their generosity in helping him. How did they help him? Well, in one particular way. Back in Judea, near Jerusalem at this time, there was a famine. A famine that was affecting the early Christian community who were impoverished. And so St. Paul made the appeal to the larger church to be able to contribute funds to help the Christians in the community where Christianity was born. And one of the things that he experienced with the Philippian Christians was this remarkable generosity, where they responded to his call to help. Now, doesn't this tie in with what we're facing right now? These are unprecedented times for our generation. And yet they're a time of opportunity for the church, for us to be a people who are learning the secret of truly trusting in Christ when the world is going crazy. Of learning the secret of what it is to be a community of growing generosity when there are all sorts of things that are beyond our control. Generosity like that embodied by our Catholic Women's League. Yesterday, it was wonderful to be in my office and the day before and to smell turkey cooking in the kitchen. Because you know what our Catholic Women's League are doing over these days? They're making sure that our fall supper goes ahead. And last night, tonight, and tomorrow, they are providing anywhere between 60 and 65 dinners that people will come and pick up and eat at home. And one of the things that people are doing that's so creative, as they take their dinner home, they're Zooming with other people who've taken their dinner home. This is an example of how, in the midst of circumstances that are beyond our control, Here at St. Peter's, our CWL is doing something that is a true expression of generosity. And that's what it is to be a Christian. We do not allow the circumstances of life to defeat us, but we also always see them as an opportunity to grow. And indeed, this ties in so beautifully with today's gospel, where Jesus says that we are to make friends by means of dishonest wealth. What in the world does that mean? Well, Jesus is saying in a world like this, wealth is fleeting and wealth is often dishonest. But we are to use every temporal means to help us attain our eternal end, which is life with Christ in glory. And so our Lord would teach us that we are to live in such a way that we are to be faithful with everything that has been entrusted to us, everything that we have some sort of influence and control over. That has to do with your family. That has to do with your own life, with how you pray, with how you relate to one another. That has to do with me as the pastor of St. Peter's, with how we seek to govern the parish at this time, or our bishop in the diocese, and how we use the limited resources that we have available at present in order to continue the kingdom of God. And my friends, the more we discover to live this way, we discover that God's service is perfect freedom. Who embodied this more than anyone else? Mary, who in her own life experienced profound and deep distress. Indeed, Simeon said to her when our Lord was 40 days old that a sword would pierce her own soul. And so we need to appreciate and understand that in this world, there will always be those things that tax us, that distress us, that worry us, that maybe even keep us awake at night. And yet, we are the community that is the continuation of Our Lady. We are the community that is the continuation of the Philippian church. We are the community that continues to live out the teaching of Jesus. So we will not serve money. We will not serve wealth. We will not serve all of those earthly powers that are so seductive and seemingly so dominant and eternal. But they're not. We will serve God because He alone is the one who can give to us what St. Paul understood: a heart that is content and hearts that are generous in the midst of a world that is often so self-serving. May Mary inspire us to live lives of growing confidence and trust. Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.